broadcasting from Indianapolis, Indiana.
USA.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites.
Forgotten Favorites.
On the Worldwide Legend.
The voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, a very good evening from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Bill Sparks. I'm your host among many other hosts, and we would have done it this way a long time ago if I'd known this was going to work so well. Where's Jeff?
I'm here. It's cold here in Albany, but I think I'm here avoiding the snow. But I am here.
It's a joke, Jeff.
I'm here, and there's a whole panel here as well.
It was a joke, Jeff. I don't think I could do this without Jeff, and I thought I was listening to a recording, but no, we've changed the format just a little bit. We had to be delayed by a week because I was in flight and we couldn't do what we needed to do, but we can now. So we're going to do this a little bit different. You're going to still hear the same features. The only thing is this is actually going to be live. That word is L-I-V-E, and we're going to introduce each segment and we're going to have our panel discuss what's going on. I'm going to introduce the panel to you, and we'll start with Jeff Bennett. You know and trust him. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. They call me Mr. All Things Radio sometimes. At least that's what my sister calls me, Mr. All Things Radio. I just tell her I'm Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I'm doing well, and we want to pass it over to Mike, maybe?
Michael Loft, go ahead.
Oh, hello, everyone.
And you're doing well in Evansville, I suppose. And all right, let's send it to Chris in near Boston.
Yeah, we're going to, winter is actually going to kick in. We've kind of gotten a reprieve for the first month, but we're going to start to get snow and sleet and rain, freezing rain and rain, back to snow, and then on Monday it's only going up to 10. So we're getting on the board with the winter that other people in this country have been having, and we've been lucky so far, but I've seen it do this in the middle of the winter. All of a sudden, we'll get a big streak.
Perry in Iowa. And from the 515.
Good evening, one and all. And I think winter is kicking in here, too. We had a little bit of snow last week. Tomorrow sounds like we're going to get a real big one. And then, yeah, like you, Chris, it's going to get rather cold here after it snows. So winter is kicking in for good, I think.
Well, there we go. How about let's go to Austin, Texas?
Which one? This Austin.
We'll get to Gary, but to Gary.
Yeah, it's nice sunny day here in Austin, but I think it's going to get cold by Saturday. They're talking in the 20s. It's in the 70s now, but it's cold Saturday night.
What can I say? It's 70 here in Naples right now. But what can I say? Let's go to Robert in California. Robert's one of our guest panelists. Robert, how are you?
Good evening, everybody. Weather has been pretty outrageous here. We've had snow and rain and thunder and lightning, and it's been pretty crazy around here. With all the fires we had this summer, there's all kinds of flooding, so it's been pretty hectic the last few days.
Good stuff. I don't believe I forgot anybody. If I did,
Gary.
Good evening, Gary from Austin.
Well, good evening, Bill, and everyone. It's good to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Weather. You're a radio expert.
I know. He has no weather. Poor Gary can't talk about any weather because they don't live that far apart.
We live 5 miles apart. A few miles apart, yeah.
All right. Guys, what we're going to do now is play Jeff's news, and then we're going to come back and comment on it. So if you the panelist, have any discussion about
Glenn,
the weather.
I'll try to think of some other.
All right.
That was an interesting sound.
All right, guys, if you're not on the air, don't talk. Please.
Star 6.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. iHeartMedia's bankruptcy proceedings continue and continue and continue. MS Broadcasting reports its fourth quarter revenue results, and of course, there's lots of news on the street. I hope you enjoyed your holiday season. I certainly did, but boy, I'm glad to get back in the saddle. And radio news certainly didn't disappoint. There's plenty of radio news to report on. First of all, let's look at iHeartMedia. The iHeartMedia bankruptcy continues to churn on and on and on, and the folks at iHeartMedia have asked for an extension for the bankruptcy proceedings. The last meeting was held on January 10th. However, the folks at iHeartMedia are asking for an extension. They have lots of debt, and they have many, many, many creditors to answer to, and they're asking for an extension to June of 2019 to get the bankruptcy proceedings for this company resolved. We'll let you know more about this at a future All Things Radio podcast. One of the radio groups that reported its first quarter revenue while we were on vacation is MS Broadcasting. They didn't say much about the revenue results because they said it was impossible to compare last year's revenue results to this year's revenue results for the fourth quarter. But in the fourth quarter of 2018, the revenue results were up 18%. You have to also remember that MS sold their cluster in St. Louis, Missouri, which did, of course, make a difference as well. We'll let you know more about the comings and goings of MS Broadcasting in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. Now let's take a look and find out what's happening on the street. And boy, there's plenty of news on the street. First of all, let's take a look at some of those format changes that occurred after the Christmas vacation. Of course, Jennifer Sparks will have a more in-depth look at the call letter and format changes later on in this podcast. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, iHeartMedia has dropped its urban contemporary format on 100.9 The Beat. The station has dropped its urban contemporary format in favor of the soft adult contemporary format using the HE2 signal of radio station KZRR-FM. In Augusta, Maine, Mountain Wireless has dropped its classic hits format on radio station WCTB-FM in favor of classic country. In Buffalo, New York, Town Square Media has made changes to the radio landscape as radio station WMSX-FM has switched to a soft adult contemporary format, calling themselves 96.1 The Breeze. In Charleston, South Carolina, Cumulus has made changes to the radio landscape, dropping its Nash icon on 96.1 WIWF-FM. The station has dropped the Nash format in favor of classic hits, calling themselves 96.1 The Wolf. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, 105.1, 105.3, and 105.7 have dropped their classic hip-hop format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format, calling themselves Love 105. In Salt Lake City, Utah, Say So Long to the Talk format that was heard on radio station KLOAM. The station has dropped its talk format in favor of an adult standards format using the Westwood One satellite delivered service. Springfield, Massachusetts, Cumulus has made changes to the radio landscape, dropping the sports on radio station WHLL-AM in its FM translator. The station is now country and western using the Nash Icon brand. In Tampa, Florida, Beasley has dropped the adult contemporary format on radio station WPBB-FM. The station transmits on a frequency of 98.7, but gone is the adult contemporary format in favor of classic rock. In Jacksonville, Florida, Cox Media has also made changes to the radio landscape in Jacksonville, Florida, as WOKV-AM, they transmit on a frequency of 690, has dropped simulcasting WOKV-FM in favor of ESPN Sports. Cumulus has made changes to the radio landscape on radio station KKND-FM. They transmit on a frequency of 106.7 and are now programming a classic hits format. They call themselves 106.7 The Crew. The folks at MeTV have put together a very popular syndicated radio format. They call themselves MeTV-FM. The format is heard in Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Saginaw, Michigan, and now in Burlington, Vermont at radio station WXEO-FM. The station plays a wide variety of oldies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s, and will provide you with an air check of this radio station in next week's All Things Radio podcast. Folks living in New York City are noticing changes to the radio landscape at radio station WPLJ-FM. Todd and Jade host mornings at this radio station, and the morning show has been cut back. The morning show will air between 5:30 and 8:30 a.m., and from 8:30 a.m. till 10 a.m., the station will broadcast a 90-minute block of commercial-free music. Also, Mike Allen, who's the assistant program director for the radio station, will be handling the nighttime shift from 7 p.m. till midnight. We'll let you know more about the future changes at radio station WPLJ in a future All Things Radio podcast. If you live in Hartford, Connecticut, you probably know about Gary Craig. He's been doing mornings at radio station WTIC-FM for a number of years. However, after 39 years in radio, Gary Craig has announced that he will be retiring from the radio business in June of 2019. If you live in Miami, Florida, you might want to listen to this radio station at the beginning of March as radio station WNMA-AM. They transmit on a frequency of 1210, and they're inaugurating a new talk format aimed at men. We'll let you hear this format in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. Now let's take a look at the December Nielsen Personal People Meter ratings, and we'll get to see if Christmas had an effect on radio listening. In New York City, the number one ranked radio station is WLTW-FM with an adult contemporary format with a 9.1 share of the audience. The number two ranked radio station is WBLS-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in New York City is WCBS-FM with a classic hits format. In Los Angeles, California, the number one ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is KOST-FM with a 9.0 share of the audience. The number two ranked radio station is KBIG-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Los Angeles, California is KRTH-FM with a classic hits format. In Chicago, Illinois, another radio station that feels the Christmas love is WLIT with an adult contemporary format. They're the number one radio station in Chicago, Illinois. The number two ranked radio station in Chicago, Illinois is WBBM-AM. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Chicago, Illinois is WVAZ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In San Francisco, California, the number one ranked radio station is KQED-FM. That's the public radio station with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station in San Francisco, California is KOIT-FM, feeling the Christmas love with an adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Francisco, California is KCBS-AM with its all news operation. In Dallas, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KHKS-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is KZPS-FM with a classic rock format, but the number three ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is KDGE-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Houston, Texas, the number one ranked radio station feeling lots of the Christmas love is KODA-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KLTN-FM with a Mexican regional format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Houston, Texas is KMJQ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Washington, D.C., the number one ranked radio station is WAMU-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is WTOP-FM with its all news operation. And finally, the number three ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is WASH-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Atlanta, Georgia, the number one ranked radio station is WSB-AM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is WSRV-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Atlanta, Georgia is WVEE-FM with an urban format. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the number one ranked radio station definitely feeling the Christmas love was WBEB-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WDAS-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is WOGL-FM with a classic hits format. In Boston, Massachusetts, the number one ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is WMJX-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WXKS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, and I believe that this is the first time I've ever seen this radio station in the top three, is WZLX-FM with a classic rock format. In Miami, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WFEZ-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WAMR-FM with a Spanish tropical format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Miami, Florida is WLYF-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Seattle, Washington, the number one ranked radio station definitely feeling the Christmas love is KRWM-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KUOW-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Seattle, Washington is KIRO-FM, also with a news, talk, and information format. In Detroit, Michigan, the number one ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is WNIC-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WWJ-AM with its all news operation. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Detroit, Michigan is WCSX-FM with a classic rock format. In Phoenix, Arizona, the number one ranked radio station is KESZ-FM feeling the Christmas love with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KSLX-FM with a classic rock format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Phoenix, Arizona is KYOT-FM with an adult hits format. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the number one ranked radio station feeling the Christmas love is KQQL-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is KDWB-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Minneapolis, Minnesota is KXXR-FM with an active rock format. In San Diego, California, the number one ranked radio station is KPBS-FM. That's the public radio station with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KHTS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Diego, California is KYXY-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, in Tampa, Florida, the number one ranked radio station definitely feeling the Christmas love is WDUV-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WXGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Tampa, Florida is WQIK-FM with a country and western format. Next week, we'll conclude our look at the Nielsen December Personal People Meter ratings. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Home Depot is back on top at number one after 4 weeks of being at number two. Number two is Geico Insurance, followed by Walgreens, Indeed, the employment recruiting company, and the digital entertainment company, Seriously. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. 693-0595 and hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I want to apologize in advance for if there's any technical issues with the sound. We will address the issues this weekend. We thought they were fixed today. But anyway, we'll take these one at a time. And remember, when you're not on the air, please don't blast things out because we will mute you. But we will be glad to talk to you. Okay, we'll start. Anybody got any comments on?
Yeah, I had a couple, Bill.
Go ahead,
about, first of all, WZLX, Jeff's right. They haven't been in the top three. When we used to do when Jeff used to do the top five, they were in the top five from time to time. They're a longtime classic rock station. And it's a good week for iHeart because number two was Kiss 108. And so they had two iHearts there, but it's not a good week for people listening to WBZ. I was telling people here before we came on the air that they have really cut back on their AccuWeather coverage. They used to say traffic and weather on the threes, and they do say it, but now the news anchors are just giving that day's forecast and the forecast for the next day. We used to get a 4-day forecast. And so forth. Now, we've got a storm coming this weekend. I'm thinking, maybe, if they got any sense, that if once we get into the time when the storm is going on, we'll get reports every 10 minutes from AccuWeather. But right now, we're not. And it was very frustrating. I was trying to plan something for my wife's birthday, and I couldn't find out what the weather was going to be. And you know, I finally got it from NOAA Weather. But I used to go by that 4-day forecast, and I think it's, you know, ridiculous. And I also have a feeling, I can't verify this yet, I have a feeling they have fewer street reporters now. So I think they've done some cutting back. We were afraid of this. They got over a year. You know, it was November of, 17, they took over. But yep. I think BZ's starting to feel the pinch from being an iHeart station.
And one thing with iHeart, I noticed a lot of iHeart stations use Weather Channel, so they may be flipping, because I know KTRH, Houston, WAI, a lot of them, the talk stations use Weather, so they may be flipping from AccuWeather to Weather Channel also.
Or, Sean, though, a lot of them, too, will use local television stations. Like here, WHO, the big iHeart station, they use the WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate for that.
Yeah, they use Fox 7 here in Austin, please.
And WBZ does have a television station that they could use, don't they, Chris?
Well, they do and they don't. Remember that they're still CBS, and they're not in the same building anymore because they've gone to Medford, and WBZ Channel 4 is still over in Soldiers Field Road. But the thing is that,
Neither is WHO radio and TV in the same building anymore either, and they still use
them. Right. But they're different companies, so I'm not sure, you know, you could have a whole agreement maybe being formed with even another station. I mean, it doesn't matter that they're both WBZ. No. If they wanted to hook up with Channel 5, they could do it if they wanted to, but it's just they can't do this. This is ridiculous. People here, you know, people don't understand that the weather here is very important. You've got people right along the ocean. You've got, you know, the big changes in a mile or two or 5 miles. You really need to cover the weather, and people are very weather cognizant here because of the industries we have and the different things that go on and the ocean being right here. So you can't do it in Boston. It's not going to work.
That's true. Chris, we do have one story that maybe one of the reasons that iHeart is making changes in Boston possibly is because they're spending money in other areas. WORAM has just released information about a new local talk show, which is big for them because they only do local programming between 5 in the morning and noon in the afternoon with the local talk hosts. However, they're going to be doing a local-centric New York-type talk show from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. with Joe Concha and Liz Weil. Joe Concha is a media reporter for The Hill, and he's also done some work for Fox News. And Liz Weil is a reporter, and she works for the Law and Crime Network, which is a subscription-based cable service, which is on some cable channels. But if you want it for your Roku or for your Fire TV, it's available for as a subscription.
Well, that replaces their sports show, because remember, they just lost the Mets, and they were doing that. It was local talk. They were doing a local sports show every night. Maybe that went away earlier. I don't know. But we'll get to the Mets thing maybe later. But, you know, of course, the Mets have moved to WCBS, so that makes sense. But it's good they're keeping the local part of the day, which they had for the sport.
Well, and there are two other stories that affect there's one other story that affects iHeart as well. You know, you'd think that they're in bankruptcy, they're not going to spend money, but they are going to spend money. They're trying to survive as a company, and they've just opened up or will be building a special iHeart Center in Las Vegas, Nevada on Fremont Street. Of course, iHeart is the home of the Las Vegas, Nevada for the music festival that they have every year. So they're going to be investing money in their Vegas properties by putting money into a Las Vegas studio as well. And finally,
yeah, I think they're getting tax breaks.
I think you're probably right about that one. And finally, I will, and we'll talk about these in next week's All Things Radio newscast for those who may have missed it this week. Kathy Hughes is the founder of Radio One, now Urban One. She is going to be inducted into National Radio Hall of Fame in 2019. She started her first station in Washington, D.C. when she bought radio station WOLAM.
And one other, of course, Marty Brenneman will be featuring the highlights of his announcement on Sports Lounge Live on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, so you can listen here. Perry downloaded some highlights, but this is his last season with the Reds.
Wow, very good.
46 years.
And Wayne Randazzo, since we're going to do that, I will mention that they've named Wayne Randazzo as the other guy in the booth for the Mets with Howie Rose as they move to WCBS, and he did games with them over on WOR. So, and Ed Coleman would be involved in the pre and post game as he was when they were on WFAN. He was not while they were on WOR, but he stayed with the company, and now he's back with the Mets, which I expected. So the Mets broadcast is set up now.
And Ed Coleman goes all the way back to the inauguration of radio station WFAN when they first became a sports radio station as well. So he's been around.
That's right. And he's from this area, too. He used to work at WMEX. He's from Malden, Massachusetts. So there you go.
Well, there we go. I guess if there's no other comments, we're going to go into Jennifer's call letter and format changes, one of our most requested segments here on All Things Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of January 17th. WSMG 1450, Greenville, Tennessee, changes slogan from Jewel FM to Jewel 95.5 FM. WABK AM 910, Bangor, Maine, changes format from classic hits to rock and changes slogan from Big 104 FM to WTOS Pure Rock and changes calls to WTOS AM. WTAR 850 Norfolk, Virginia changes slogan from Sports Radio 850 to Sports Radio 96.5 FM and 850 AM. KNAS 105.5 Nashville, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic country and changes slogan from NBC Sports Radio 105.5 to The Maverick. KRZY FM 105.9 Santa Fe, New Mexico changes network provider from Intravision Radio Tricolor to Intravision Radio La Suavecita and changes slogan from La Tricolor 105.9 to Radio La Suavecita. WFTR 1450 Front Royal, Virginia changes network provider from Westwood One NBC Sports Network to CBS Sports. WISE 1310 Asheville, North Carolina changes network provider from ESPN Radio Network to Fox Sports Radio and changes slogan from ESPN Radio 1310 97 70 and 102.9 to Fox Sports Radio, 1310, 970 and 102.9, WJMQ 92.3, Clintonville, Wisconsin, changes slogan from Frog Country to Frog Country 92.3, WOXL FM 96.5, Biltmore Forest, North Carolina, changes format from soft AC to hot AC, WYSE 970, Canton, North Carolina, changes network provider from ESPN Radio Network to Fox Sports Radio, and changes slogan from ESPN Radio 1310, 970, and 102.9 to Fox Sports Radio 1310, 970, and 102.9. KNOC 1450, Natchitoches, Louisiana, changes format from urban AC to classic country. KRRP 950, Coushatta, Louisiana, changes format from easy listening to classic hits and adds slogan 92.3 The Fox. KSSD 107.1, Fallbrook, California, changes format from Spanish hits to Spanish adult hits and changes slogan from La Suavecita 107.1 to Jose FM 97.5 107.1. KSSE 107.1, Arcadia, California, changes format from Spanish hits to Spanish adult hits and changes slogan from La Suavecita 107.1 to Jose FM 97.5 107.1. KZAH 99.1, Harper, Texas, signs on with adult hits and adds slogan 99.1 Mike FM. WHME 103.1, South Bend, Indiana, changes format from religious teaching to contemporary Christian and changes slogan from Harvest 103.1 to Positive Hits Pulse FM. WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, changes format from silent to variety. WXTG 1490, Hampton, Virginia, changes format from not available to news and adds slogan All News 102. WXTG FM 102.1, Virginia Beach, Virginia, changes format from not available to news and adds slogan All News 102. KIBQ 105.9, Ostwell, Texas, signs on with country and adds slogan No Bull Radio. KKBC FM 95.3, Baker, Oregon, changes format from oldies to classic hits. KMFR 1280, Pearsall, Texas, changes format from talk to country. KRJT 105.9, Elgin, Oregon, changes format from oldies to classic hits. KSML 1260, Dibble, Texas, changes network provider from Westwood One NBC Sports Network to SB Nation Radio. KTIP 1450, Porterville, California, changes format from non-available to regional Mexican and adds slogan La Ley 94.5 FM and 1370 AM. KTZA 92.9, Artesia, New Mexico, changes slogan from Hot New Country 92.9 to 92.9 The Brand. KUFA 104.3, Hebronville, Texas, signs on with country and adds slogan No Bull Radio. 101.7, Baghdad, Arizona, signs on as KXBB FM. WCNB 91.3, Dayton, Indiana, changes format from silent to religious teaching. KKPR FM 98.9, Kearney, Nebraska, changes slogan from classic hits 98.9 to power 99. KWNA FM 92.7, Winnemucca, Alta Nevada changes slogan from Buckaroo Radio to Buckaroo Country 92.7, WBBL FM 107.3, Greenville, Michigan changes format from sports to country and changes slogan from 107.3 The Ball to Thunder 107.3 94.5. WHQC 96.1 Shelby, North Carolina changes slogan from channel 96.1 to hits 96.1. WJRW 1340 Grand Rapids, Michigan changes format from news talk to sports and adds network provider CBS Sports and changes slogan from We're Talking West Michigan to The Ticket. WLAV FM 96.9 Grand Rapids, Michigan changes slogan from Classic Rock 97 to 97 LAV FM. WROR FM 105.7 Framingham, Massachusetts changes slogan from Boston's Greatest Hits to 80s and More. WSGR 88.3 New Boston, Ohio changes format from Not Available to Religious Teaching and adds network provider Eternal Word TV Network and adds slogan St. Gabriel Radio. WSOL FM 101.5 Brunswick, Georgia changes format from Classic Hip Hop to Urban AC. WTNR 94.5 Holland, Michigan changes slogan from Nash FM 94.5 to Thunder 107.3 94.5. WWDW 107.7 Alberta, Virginia changes format from Adult Hits to Classic Rock and changes slogan from 107.7 The Lake to 107.7 Rock City. The following stations have signed off the air. KXLV 89.1 Amarillo, Texas. WBSJ 91.7 Portland, Indiana. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
I could not do those call letter and format changes if you paid me all the money in the world, I do not think.
Oh, I could not know all the towns you got to pronounce and figure out. I hope you're pronouncing them right. But yeah.
One of the things that's
there's a couple of towns in there I'd never even heard of before.
Oh, no, there's a few. One thing I wanted to point out, I'd forgotten about BZ. They have changed their slogan. They do not call themselves News Radio 1030 anymore in deference to the fact that so many people are listening on other devices and getting it on the internet and so forth. And they've changed their thing to Boston's News Radio. So it reminded me when she did the WROR one that I hadn't mentioned.
You know, another thing, Bill, that reminded me when Jennifer was doing all those and she kept mentioning NBC Sports Radio and CBS Sports Radio. What NBC Sports Radio, and we've covered this before on here, they are looping some of their shows like Mike Florio and maybe one or two more, but they're just looping them around. So they are not running a format, but they are still looping a few
shows. That's because they're making they're going to have a live morning show, and they're coming up with a new live afternoon show based on sports gambling. That's the last I heard about them. So that's what's happening.
So most stations flipped. Hawaii flipped to AM 1500, and Hawaii also flipped to CBS because they deal with CBS also is syndicated through Cumulus Westwood One, so it's a easy fit.
Okay.
By the way, Bill, whenever you're ready, Dan would like to say something. So whenever you're ready, Bill, we can go to Dan.
I don't know that I'm ever going to get ready for Dan Moore, but go ahead.
Dan, go ahead and talk to us.
I was going to say, because I was actually shocked to see one of the satellite stations for WBCL go off the air. So I don't know if Taylor University is running into troubles with that and they're going to sell that entire cluster to Air One or what's going on, because I saw what happened over at Anderson University with WQME. And so a second thing, too, I know you're not up here in Indiana, Bill, but a second thing, too, for our listeners here in central Indiana, we have a winter storm watch that goes into effect tomorrow late night into Saturday, because we're bound to get 5 to 9 inches of snow last checked.
Whoa. Good stuff, Daniel. Let's get to a couple of people with raised hands real quick, and then we're going to get to our featured station. Jerry from Indiana, Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Well, we're going to get, I have two things to comment on. We might get 5 to 9 inches of snow as well. We might only get 3. It depends on how the storm tracks. Ours is supposed to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. We're supposed to be bitter cold Sunday night and Monday. And I really like the way I agree with you guys. I couldn't do those call letter and format changes either. I like the way that Jennifer can say those Spanish, things so pronounce them so well.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's get to Pam Drake real quick. Pam, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I was just going to say, interesting thing about KTIP in Porterville. That's about 30 miles from us. And when I first moved out here, that's the city Dave and I were living in. Interesting thing about KTIP is that they have actually been format nondescript for since mid-September. What happened was, the owner of the station at that time, the previous owner, so his wife passed away, and she was really the one who was interested in running the station. He had, the Mimi and Larry Stoneburner. Larry Stoneburner is a doctor. Well, he decided to sell the station. And when he decided to, I guess, start cutting his morning person, guy named Kent Hopper, had a show called Hopper in the Morning. He let Hopper go. And when he did that, I think maybe one other person and everybody else started, I quit, I quit, I quit, I quit, and I quit. So he ended up running the syndication. At this time, the station was in escrow before being officially purchased by this Spanish-speaking company. So from about mid-September, Format Unavailable was national syndication.
Oh, there we go.
And it was really interesting. But yeah, they're actually, as you see, it's a three-way simulcast. Because there also there's a station in Tulare, California, that there's some an AM a KGEN, and I think it still is KGEN. But it's crazy. But for about 3 months there was almost nothing going on.
Wow.
Good stuff.
I believe Mike has his hand raised.
Mike does. Yep, I see Mike from Florida. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Are you with us, Mike?
Good, Mike.
Hold on a second. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. WMMA is playing now all kinds of music, a little Spanish, a little English. They don't give an ID on the hour. But when they start this new format March 1st, I understand the Big O will be doing afternoons from 3 to 7. He worked at WQAM, and he'll be talking about all kinds of things, and I hope the station will do good. They've tried so many different formats, even when they were on 1220 at one time. They tried country, and they were Spanish. When they were country, they were wonderful, wahoo. And on 1210 even, they tried a lot of different things.
Good stuff. Good. Hey, Mike, thank you. I think unless there's any other comments, it's time to do our retro, well, you wouldn't call it retro, historical featured station of the week. Anybody ever at a station called WSM?
Oh, yeah.
WSM AM or WSM FM?
Well, there's only one WSM. I mean, there's two.
There was a short time that there was an FM one.
Well, no, there still is, Daniel, but I'm just kidding you a little bit. But as far as history and tradition, I hope you enjoy this little piece. We're going to do this one right now. Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 471. Our feature section this week, we're going to feature WSM Radio, the history of WSM. It's a small thing about the Grand Ole Opry. I think you're going to find it very interesting. Hopefully you will. If you enjoy it, let us know, 800-693-0595. Press option 2 and leave your comment.
People all over the world call the Ryman Auditorium the mother church of country music. That's because so many of the Grand Ole Opry's traditions were born here. The fact is, the foundations of the Opry and Nashville's entire country music industry were laid in an office building several blocks away. It all started with a pioneer radio operation and a handful of exceptional men and women who made it one of the most famous radio stations in the world. This is the WSM store.
Picking, strumming, fiddling. That's the legend. 650 AM, WSM.
It was the middle of the roaring 20s and the jazz age. All across America, folks were buying radio sets by the thousands, anxious to become part of the new miracle, which brought entertainment directly into the living room. While radio today may be considered just one more of technology's modern conveniences, it was quite the opposite in the mid-1920s. Back then, radio was a wondrous, big as outdoors marvel, filled with magic and mystery. And it was in this spirit of wide-eyed amazement that the groundwork for WSM was laid. The driving force behind the creation of WSM was Edwin W. Craig. Craig had joined his father's company, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, as a field representative fresh out of college, and by 1922, he had risen to vice president. It was around this time that Craig began tuning into the pioneer radio stations, which were popping up around the country. He was soon convinced a radio station would enhance National Life's identity while also providing a valuable public service to the community. The board of National Life readily agreed and appointed Craig to serve as the liaison between the parent company and its fledgling offshoot. Craig was determined that the call letters of the new radio station would be WSM to reflect National Life's motto, "We Shield Millions." Unfortunately, the U.S. Navy had already been assigned those letters. Undeterred, Craig successfully petitioned the Secretary of Commerce to transfer the call letters, and thus was born WSM. WSM's first official broadcast day was October 5th, 1925. As the 8 o'clock opening ceremony approached, hundreds of intrigued Nashvillians gathered beneath the loudspeakers mounted on the corners of 7th and Union. Others crouched over their improvised radio sets at home, listening over their earpieces. Meanwhile, upstairs in the National Life Building, a group of company executives, government officials, and invited guests were busy getting ready for the hallmark event. By 11 o'clock, the speeches had been made and the evening took a lighter turn. National Life had invited America's leading radio announcers to enliven the inaugural broadcast, and a parade of ad-lib talent entertained those insomniacs who chose to stay up all night with their radios. This all-star cast of personalities included the man who had just been awarded the most popular radio announcer title from a radio publication poll, George D. Hay of Chicago's WLS. Hay, who worked under the pseudonym The Solemn Old Judge, was a 30-year-old newspaperman with a keen wit who took an instant liking to WSM and its surroundings. Apparently, the feeling was mutual, and within a month, George Hay was hired on as the station's first program director. Hay wasted no time in creating new shows. While the station relied mostly on classical and dinner music for its programming fare, the night of November 28, 1925 would change all of that forever.
This is the solemn old judge, George D. Hay, of radio station WSM, the home of the Grand Ole Opry down in Nashville, Tennessee.
It was on that late fall Saturday evening that Hay introduced 77-year-old fiddler Uncle Jimmy Thompson as part of a show they called the WSM Barn Dance. George Hay would have been hard-pressed to find a more unassuming guest to open his first show. While touring the studio, the fiddler crossed paths with George D. Hay, and the conversation soon turned into fiddle music. Before Uncle Jimmy knew it, he had won himself an on-air slot. To say the show's format was informal would be an understatement. Most of the music was unwritten. Somebody would call a tune and away the musicians would go. The programs were almost exclusively instrumental and featured a marked emphasis on fiddle tunes. WSM Barn Dance Saturday was traditionally come-to-town day in the South, and the courthouse lawn was usually the designated gathering place, attracting musicians and gossips alike. So many people turned up at the small National Life studio that a new auditorium soon had to be built to accommodate the overflow crowds. We Shield Millions had rapidly become We Seat Many. The WSM Barn Dance was based on a program George Hay had hosted in Chicago, and although the Chicago show had been successful, no one could predict how triumphant the new incarnation would be. 2 years later, George Hay renamed this show the Grand Ole Opry, and it wasn't long before the Opry became known as one of the most entertaining country music shows on the radio. Today, WSM's Grand Ole Opry stands as both the premium country music showcase and the longest-running live radio show in history. On the air now for over 83 years, the Opry combines the pace and charm of a 1930s big production radio show with the excitement of modern country music. Every Friday and Saturday night, hundreds of thousands of radio listeners across the country and thousands more in the Opry House audience savor this unique blend of the old and the new. Country wasn't the only music to be found on WSM, however. In addition to playing the pop music of the day, WSM also featured a healthy mix of classical and dinner music. By the time WSM observed its first anniversary, plans for increasing the station's power to 5,000 watts were already in the works. In those early days of radio, WSM's original 1,000-watt signal could already reach listeners as far away as Nebraska and Puerto Rico. With the increase in power came an affiliation with the NBC network, which allowed the station to expand its broadcast day to a full 8 hours. By late 1932, WSM had joined a small, elite group of maximum power Class 1A clear channel broadcasters. The station's new 50,000-watt status, coupled with the low 650 kilocycle frequency, made WSM a nation spanning giant. Clear channel status means it's the only station in the entire U.S. permitted to broadcast on the 650 frequency. At the heart of this expansion was a diamond-shaped vertical antenna, which was 878 feet high, the tallest tower in North America at the time. With the station's jump in power came an uncommonly talented group of on-air personalities, staffers, and technicians, all of whom contributed originality, inventiveness, and skill to the operation. While WSM continued to spread the word that Nashville was a great town for music and musicians, the station's engineers were now beginning to record that music. For some time, WSM had been making discs of their music programs in a manner very much akin to making a record. It was only a matter of time then that these pioneering engineers would begin to conduct actual recording sessions in the station studios. Although RCA Victor had recorded in Nashville as early as 1928, the first modern country recording was made at the WSM studio in 1944 by Eddie Arnold.
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arm like you've never been held before.
In 1947, one of the first million-selling records to come out of Nashville was made in WSM Studio C, Near You by pop band leader Francis Craig and his orchestra. In 1941, WSM continued its role as an industry trailblazer by giving America its first commercial FM station at an assigned frequency of 44.7 megahertz. Chief engineer Jack DeWitt, who had manned the audio controls at the first Opry broadcast, was the driving force behind this new venture. WSM's FM operation first went on the air under the designation W47NV. In 1947, in response to some FCC guideline changes, WSM's FM station redesignated itself WSM-FM. In 1968, WSM purchased the frequency 95.5 megahertz and moved WSM-FM's call letters to this frequency, where it remains today. While the musical legacy of WSM is certainly a rich one, it's not the only part of their programming day which has earned the station a national reputation. Since 1925, generations of Americans have depended on WSM as their source of news and information. It's dedicated to providing full coverage of national as well as regional events and often furnishes the only radio coverage in the area. In 1995, the station received the coveted George Peabody Award. In fact, WSM News has received over 100 awards since 1984. WSM was founded on the principles of goodwill and public service, and it continues to uphold those same standards today, over 83 years later. Many radio stations have come and gone since 1925, but WSM remains a nationally known leader and major influence in the broadcast industry. The legend, 650 AM, WSM, the three letters that stand for the best radio has to offer.
Need I say any more about WSM?
Wow. Yep. I remember, of course, what was it, Gary? Was it 2000, 2001? Maybe. Was it a few years ago when they were going to, and some of you might remember, when they were going to change the format of WSM to ESPN Radio and there was a protest?
Yeah, there are a lot of artists like Charlie Daniels. I know it was one that was very vocal about it.
and that kind of thing. And I remember when I lived in Houston in 86, when I moved down there, and they have a 650 there, KIKK, which in those days was
people think WSM was only country, but it wasn't. When I was WSM in the 70s and stuff, they were a middle-of-the-road station, and then they went to country at night from like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and Pat Sajak was there.
Worked there.
Yeah,
but anyway, when KICK AM would sign off, they would complain about a certain Nashville station that was causing KICK AM to have to sign off and, you know, all this. And those people in the government are making a KICK AM go off just for some station in Nashville. KICK FM.
Hey, guys, we've got Robert. Robert, go ahead.
I see Robert's hand up. Go ahead, Robert.
I didn't know when to bring this up, but one of the reasons why I'm here this week is I wanted to talk about Sirius XM a little bit. I've got a lifetime membership to Sirius XM. I've had it since 2011. And of course, over Christmas, I got a new device. I called them to get my device linked up with Sirius XM. Come to find out, my lifetime membership does not help me in that matter. They wanted to charge me for the internet usage, and they also wanted to charge me for using the app. Because, you know, in order to hook up everything, you got to have their app and all that kind of stuff.
Correct. That would be correct. And the reason that is, Robert, is because, and I saw a story too. That's one thing I was going to bring up tonight with Sirius XM. They've had a settlement that they have reached with some of the subscribers that had that lifetime deal. They wanted to start charging them, they have now reached a settlement with those people. We don't know what the terms of it were, but they have reached a settlement. But the reason they're going to charge you for the app and all is because the lifetime only covers your radio. That does not cover the app.
That's exactly what I was going to say, yep. Perry.
That's why they're going to. That's why they told you that.
Wow. You know, you know what the motto is, Robert? The motto is read the fine print. And I know it was probably in there on the fine print. Bill, I know we got two more features to go, so I'm going to leave that up to you, my friend.
Yeah, we will go on. Is there anyone who wants to make any comments on WSM before we...
Hello?
Tim.
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Pat Sajak was there, and he did afternoon drives.
As a matter of fact, Tim, we featured a Pat Sajak air check on WSM maybe a year ago or more on the podcast.
Right. Yeah, we did.
And I had heard this. I don't know. I've heard this like from two or three.
He was good,
people.
Too. He was a good jock.
I had heard that originally the Grand Ole Opry had looked at WSB, and it got turned down. That's how WSM came into it. I've heard that from like three different sources. I don't know if that's just an urban legend or.
Mike in Florida,
I read a book
ahead.
About WSM, and they didn't mention that in the book.
No, that feature never said that. It sounded like it was the Solomon Judge's creation. So.
Yeah,
that's what I've seen. That feature went against the three people that I've heard that said that one of them worked at WSM at one time. Maybe that's just one of the...
Mike in Florida, go ahead.
Okay, there was a book out called Air Castle of the South, and I read it. In fact, it was really interesting that so many people protested about WSM dropping the Grand Ole Opry. Even Glenn Hauser, who does World of Radio, mentioned it on the air and gave a phone number. And so many people protested. It was really great that they didn't want to see the Grand Ole Opry leave WSM because they were thinking of going sports, I think.
They went sports for one day.
Really?
And flipped back.
Wow.
No, that would be a very unpopular move in Nashville, Tennessee.
They did broadcast Vanderbilt sports for many years, though.
They do, and they play NASCAR. They do a sports talk show on Sunday night. So, all right, Jeff, you've got a featured station.
Well, I introduced it, so let's travel to Plattsburgh, New York, and hear WPLB, and then later on we'll do our classic air check. So I think you're going to like this station.
Over. It's time to get back to business, and yes, we have a featured station that I think you're going to enjoy. I have to thank Doug Hunziker for suggesting this radio station. The radio station is WPLB AM. They transmit on a frequency of 1070 with an FM translator on 103.7. The station serves Plattsburgh, New York, and Burlington, Vermont, and they program an oldies format with a mixture of rockabilly country and old country thrown in. The station plays plays a wide variety of oldies, oldies that you just don't hear on other radio stations. So without further ado, why not sit back and enjoy this radio station on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
The greatest music of all time lives here. This is Mid-Century Radio, 103.7 FM, W279 DE Plattsburgh, 1070 AM WPLV Plattsburgh, Burlington, Montreal. The Champlain Valley's newest radio station and already legendary. Mid-Century Radio, WPLB.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. I was looking at a when my gal and I go on a date, we always come in kind of late.
And 103.7 WPLB. Mid-Century Radio? Visit us online at 1037WPLB.com, where you can listen 24-7, see our full playlist, watch classic video clips, and more. That's 1037WPLB.com. All the legends play here.
Hello there. I'm Jimmy Soul.
We're the Adlibs.
I'm Jewel Akins, Mr. Birds and Bees.
This is Mid-Century Radio for the Champlain Valley, WPLB. Is the official soundtrack of the Champlain Valley. Mid-Century Radio, 1070 and 103.7 WPLB.
This is Nino Tempo.
And April Stevens.
Hi, this is Del Shannon.
Hi, everybody. This is Connie Francis.
This is Mid-Century Radio for the Champlain Valley, WPLB. Mid-Century Radio? Visit us online at 1037WPLB.com, where you can listen 24-7, see our full playlist, watch classic video clips, and more. That's 1037WPLB.com.
Your news is now available in your area. Log into yournews.com to see all the breaking local, national, and international news brought to one place. Yournews.com.
WPLB weather.
Cloudy, windy, and cool today. We could get a few snow showers. Our afternoon high, low to mid-30s, wind gusting to 30 miles an hour. For tonight, cloudy in the evening, clearing up overnight, and getting cold with our low in the single digits, wind chill just below zero. More clouds on Monday with our high staying in the low 20s. Monday night, another round of snow coming through with a couple of inches accumulation, lingering snow showers on Tuesday. And that's your Champlain Valley weather. This is staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Hey, look alive.
alive. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we are talking about. The money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will. So come on now, smile, get happy, yeah. Tune in and turn on.
Mid-Century Radio, WPLB. Independently operated. This is Mid-Century Radio for the Champlain Valley, WPLB.
This is Roy Dresky of the Grand Ole Opry.
Hi, this is Jerry Buck.
Hi, this is Frankie of the Four Seasons.
Hi, this is Paul Anka speaking to you on the call letters of the stars.
This is Mid-Century Radio for the Champlain Valley, WPLB. WPLB.
Talks will continue today on how to get the government reopened. The negotiations ended yesterday with no breakthrough. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The greatest music of all time lives here. This is Mid-Century Radio, 103.7 FM, W279 DE Plattsburgh, 1070 AM, WPLB, Plattsburgh, Burlington, Montreal.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again.
Broadcasting from the Queen City of Vermont, this is Mid-Century Radio, 1070 and 103.7 WPLB.
Well, there you go. An oldies radio station that's quite unique. Oldies that you just don't hear on many other radio stations these days. We just got to hear radio station WPLB AM from Plattsburgh, New York, with its FM translator on 103.7. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail via our feedback line. The number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, ending option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Sign me up. I love that station.
I have to thank
Doug Hunsinger, who actually was the one that told me about it. Maybe I should pay him royalties, I think, or something. Yeah.
Usually 98% of the time when you play those modern air checks, I say yuck. But that, I mean, when you're going to go around and you're playing The Fool by Sanford Clark and you're playing Always by Sammy Turner and a couple, hey, Bill, they had a couple of classic country in there for you,
too.
They
did. See, they're copying that.
I love the name of the town. It has a great name.
Well, it's the home of, the home of a very famous air base. The Air Force had a base up in Plattsburgh, New York. The only thing that was interesting is they took all these PAMS jingles and put their own little sings in there, and they chopped things up, but they didn't sound that bad. I mean, I thought it was interesting.
A lot of the people who endorsed them are no longer with us, by the way.
Well, that's true.
The air base is not what I like the name, of course, obviously.
All right, we got Karen.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that Plattsburgh, when they kept calling out their stuff like Plattsburgh, Burlington, you know, Montreal, I'm thinking, how many of your listeners are actually Canadian? Just out of curiosity.
Well, basically, because Plattsburgh is on the Canadian border, and Burlington, Vermont is also on the Canadian border.
Champlain Valley, it's the Champlain River, and it's right, it goes from the U.S. to Canada. And, the English speakers may listen to that. I mean, why not?
I just want to let Bill know that Karen has her hand raised.
Yeah, Karen, go, Karen.
Karen does and Jerry does. So, Karen, we'll go ladies first.
Okay. We have the same format here in the Knoxville area, WKCE. It was 1120, and now they moved it to the more powerful AM station, AM frequency 1180.
Oh, wow.
And I know that Station of the Stars, when you heard Paul Anka talk about that, I believe actually heard that before on another station years ago. So I know that's been around for a while.
I have heard that, Call Letters of the Stars.
Call Letters or Station of the Stars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And we have a rather interesting station here.
Holy cow!
Tim is broadcasting to us from the 50s. You understand.
Tim, let me ask a question. If you send me some stuff, I know you've sent me links before, so and I put some of your stations on, and I know you like smaller market ones. And I know I lost one of your emails, so...
We have a rather interesting station here, and they bill themselves as, quote, a bunch of yahoos with an AM transmitter. And that is exactly what they are. They call themselves Boss Hog Radio, and it's a bunch of rednecks. And I mean, they are doing that kind of a format, only they're throwing all these insane, crazy humor comedy bits into what they're doing as well. And it's the worst radio station you've ever heard in your life, but it's so bad, it's good.
What is the call sign so I can listen to this one?
Are they required to wear white socks and drink Blue Ribbon beer while they're on the air?
In middays, he calls himself Johnny Rocket, and he's orbiting a planet for the first time. Orbiting a planet.
It sounds like the old Statler Brothers.
That's the thing they did.
It's horrible. It's good. It's fun to listen to. And they basically run that same kind of a format. They call it Boss Hog Radio, and you can find it if you just do a Google search for Boss Hog Radio. And
is that call sign WHNR? Is that the one you're talking about?
Tim? Okay. Yes.
WHNR AM in Winter or
in Winter Haven, Florida, right.
Okay.
And they have an 1170 frequency over here in this neck of the woods as well. And they are horrible, but they're so bad, they're good.
Pam, you had your hand raised, so I want you to lower your hand before it gets too tired, Pam.
We should go to Jerry first, because Jerry's hand was up first.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah. Okay, that was a great air check. And then that jingle that goes to the part of the money won't buy you happiness, but we know Will Wibbage had that for a while. The WIBT Radio 99 in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Pam.
Okay. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's funny. I'll tell you, I have to look that one up. But I was just going to say that I noticed that one of the last jingles I heard said broadcasting from Burlington, Vermont. So I guess they may have people in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Well, their studios are in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, it's New York. The corner of New York that's right near Canada, and it's Burlington, Vermont, Montreal. So they mentioned Burlington, Montreal, and Plattsburgh. Yeah,
right. There's a bridge as you cross the bay to get from Burlington to Plattsburgh.
That's Lake Placid. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been up in that area. I don't want to be there now because it's too cold up there. But it's
weather was pretty mild. That weather they gave was pretty mild, actually, for that little section.
But it won't be so mild coming up.
It won't be mild this weekend,
but
that's for sure.
Let me ask you guys a question. Did you like the jingles, and did you like the way they butchered them up, to edit them, to customize the station?
Oh, I loved it.
Sometimes those don't work too well.
and those seemed to be edited pretty well.
Yeah, they did.
They did a good Bill. But what the country that you know? I know you like country music. I'm not as into it, but although my sister tells me that she likes to listen to it, and I listen to it occasionally. But don't tell too many people.
But
because
they had
I
some Carl Smith
image.
On there. They had some great classic country, kind of like.
They sure did.
They had some great classic country on there, in fact.
And I kind of came in on the tail end of it.
And yet you wouldn't think that it would mix with the rock, with the oldies. But because it's like rockabilly country, and I thought I heard Hank Williams maybe. I'm not sure if it was him. But
no.
It was someone
I think you did.
I don't know.
That was I heard Lefty for Drizelle, and I heard, what's his name? Was that Carl Smith,
That's
I think?
Carl Smith.
Carl Smith. And, but the way they introduced the country with the oldies, it fits. And I don't know how to explain it because it kind of fits like a glove, but it's hard to explain why I like the station so much.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is not the first time that's been done. I mean,
no,
you know,
it's not, Jim. I know that.
3WQ in Panama City did that back in 1980. And then the guy who programmed 3WQ went to Wow 107 in Pensacola and did the same thing. And there, I have always said that country and contemporary or rock can mix. And it's interesting that these stations, these renegade radio stations, are suddenly popping up around the country and saying, hey, you guys, we're small town radio and we can do it different and we can have some fun doing it. And
well, remember, when you had your top 40, let's say, you know, when you had your top 40 in the 60s, in the early 60s, a quarter of it was country music.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. And if you lived in the South, and Tim, you're from Florida, so you're used to that. And so if you lived in the South, you got to hear a lot more country and Western music mixed in with the top 40 than we did in New York City.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we do have a hand raised, and that's from Walter.
Well, I just wanted to say I kind of got in on towards the end of that, but what I heard sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Walter. It was really good. It's one of these you just don't hear.
And Mike, you have your hand raised.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved what they did. By the way, there was a station in the South, WBAM, the Big Bam, that used to play for the ending sign off of the national anthem, Dixie.
That was very, very controversial.
They'd be tearing their tower down now, I think.
Yeah, I know that in the 70s, when I was in Little Rock in 1972, a lot of stations in places like Mississippi and Arkansas and stuff would play Dixie. And I had never heard that, even though I was growing up in Texas and stuff. I never heard anybody play Dixie when they sang.
Well, speaking
that.
Of... Wow. Yeah. Speaking
see,
of WBAM,
see now, when I grew up in Mississippi in the 70s, when the stations would sign off, they played that every night.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
They did that on one of the channels on TV stations in Jacksonville, Florida. They played Dixie, and when you hear that played really, really slow, and I'm told that, of course, these were from Southern friends, when they start showing the old mansions and they could about bring you to tears.
Well, do you guys remember when...
Hold on, you guys. Daniel is next. He had his hand raised.
Yeah, I was going to say, going back to another one, somebody was talking about when KIKK or KKIK would sign off. Well, W something AM or something like WTAK, my apologies. When they would sign off, they would actually, you know, complain about having to sign off because the Mexican stations and the stations to the north. The sign off is on YouTube. You can go listen to it. It's up there.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Vinton had his hand raised. So, Bobby, what do you have?
Hey, Bobby.
Is he unmuted? Listen.
He might be muted.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Oh, okay. What kind of music did WNEW used to play back in the old days? I'm not referring to the one on FM. I'm referring to the one on AM 1130
They were a middle of the road station.
MOR.
Tried and true middle of the road, and they started the middle of the road format back in the 30s when they had to fill for the Bruno Hauptmann trial. That's the guy who was accused of killing and convicted of killing the Lindbergh baby, Charles Lindbergh's baby. And their first radio announcer, from what I understand, was Martin Block. So that's the history of that radio station, and it's unfortunate. I can tell you stories, and I know we got a little bit of time, but we've got an air check to go. But I will tell you that if I was in the car with my dad, and he was a big WNEW listener, and I even touched the radio, even went to move it from WNEW to WMCA, which is what I used to listen to, my hand would get slapped so hard that I knew that I never touched that car radio again.
Yeah, and they had that format right up to the beginning of 1993 when they went to became BBR for Bloomberg Radio. Bloomberg
News Radio, that's correct. Bobby, thank you. That's a very good question.
You guys are talking about WBAM. Do you remember when they first signed that radio station on, they actually put their nighttime pattern up with 50,000 watts, and during the day, they were getting calls from Oklahoma, Wyoming, I mean, just literally all over the country. They did this for like 1 or 2 days, and they opened up the phone lines, and I heard an air check of that. And it was just fascinating. They were getting calls from all over the country on a daytime signal.
We have actually featured WBAM, Tim. Now, it's not the WBAM announcer that you would think of as a big top 40 guy, but it was a really interesting show. It was the Joe Rumore show. He was a big – he did the show out of his house at WBAM in Florida, in Montgomery, Alabama. He did the show out of his house. And his brother was also a radio station in Montgomery, Alabama, and his name was Duke Rumore, and I have an air check of him. I haven't had a chance to edit this thing down anymore, but I will get to it at some point. So
it was fascinating to hear they put their nighttime signal on daytime, and they were getting calls from states, from western states, eastern states. I mean, they were just literally, it just took over the whole 740 frequency.
I only wish WAP would keep their daytime signal on all night long, because I used to like listening to that station in Jacksonville back in the day. But
they did that during the hurricane.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that in 89, because they were oldies, and I was living in Houston then. They were loud and proud there on 690. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Great station. They had Jay Thomas was there, and people like Ed Teddy.
The Grease Man.
There, the Grease Man. They were a good station. Karen, you have your hand raised?
Yep, Karen is up.
Yes. Joe Rumore, I know when I went to college, and this was in Carrollton, Georgia, about 50 miles from Atlanta, and I could get some Birmingham stations. And he was on WVOK, which was on 690. Joe Rumore was. And his brother Duke was on WYDE, which was the big 50,000-watt country station. So that's 850.
Yeah, from what I heard about Joe Rumore, Karen, is that his show was on a network of stations, but the flagship at the time was that I have my air check, and that goes back to I think it was 1973, the air check that I played on the podcast, and I believe that came out of WBAM in Montgomery, Alabama. However, I know he was on a network of stations. And if you look him up on YouTube, I know he's in the Alabama Broadcasting Hall of Fame. That's what I can tell you. So, Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Before we got a feature to get, and then we'll wrap things up. Anybody got any quick hits before I pull Jeff's feature here? Guess not. Here we go.
This week's Classic Air Check remembers a radio announcer who we just lost this past week. His name is Ed Baer, and he worked at radio station WMCA for many, many years, but he also worked at WCBS-FM doing fill-in work, and he was the host of the morning show at radio station WHUD-FM in Peekskill, New York. Ed Baer gained prominence by working at radio station WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Eventually, he moved to WMCA, handling weekends and eventually a full-time slot doing music and talk when WMCA was a talk radio station. Let's listen to a presentation that I produced on Ed Baer in 1964 at WMCA in a previous All Things Radio podcast. Well, hello, everybody. Jeff Bennett here. And how about a memory? Let's go back to July 31st of 1964, and we're going to listen to Ed Baer. Ed Baer was the weekend radio announcer who worked at radio station WMCA. And back in those days, your weekend announcers sounded just as good as your full-time regular announcers. Today, he's sitting in for B. Mitchell Reed, who happens to be in England, hanging around with those boys from Liverpool, otherwise known as the Beatles. WMCA was programmed by Ruth Meyer, owned and operated by Strauss Communications, and the station was programmed to be a uniquely sounding New York radio station. You couldn't have a WMCA in, say, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Miami, Florida. So without further ado, let's remember those good old days of radio when WMCA was swinging with the good guys in 1964.
It's 10:30 on the BMR show, WMCA New York.
Swinging with the good guys. WMCA with the good guys.
Thank you for Hour past 10, the Big Bad Bear for BMR. And here's the time we've been waiting for, Scoop. You voted for him. You made it number 5 tonight. 190 votes. The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day's night.
Oh, it's been all right. The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. You made it number 5, and you're voting tonight to BMR Show. 190 big votes. 7 past 10, WMCA Radio.
It's habit forming.
Scooter, the Big Bad Bear for our leader. He'll be back with you on Monday. Don't forget to come on out and greet him on Monday afternoon at Kennedy Airport. We'll tell you the time and just where in just a minute after Johnny Rivers in Memphis, Tennessee.
Long distance information.
Memphis, Tennessee, Johnny Rivers, number 14.
Miss. I say, pardon me, miss. Pardon me, miss. Could you please tell me why you were laughing so hard?
Well, of course. I saw Mr. and loved it. Well, go see for yourself.
Yeah, CC Ensign Pulver and the thundering spectacle and adventure of Goliath and the Vampires. That's starring Gordon Scott at select theaters throughout the New York area, Scooter. You go see it now.
Name it and claim it on WMCA.
Right stuff on your dial.
Second call from Brooklyn School. Name this record, you'll win it courtesy of BT Puppy Records, plus your own harmonica, the kind the Beatles play from Hohner Harmonicas. Only one winner for the record and the harmonica. Second call from Brooklyn only. Name and claim it, Plaza 29945. Brooklyn calls only, Plaza 29945. You made it number 4 in your voting tonight with 245 votes. You made it number 4 and you're voting tonight to BMR Show. 245 votes in WMCA Radio. We'll give you the winner on name and claim in just a minute.
WMCA.
Yes.
WMCA.
For BMR, don't forget, Scooters, B. Mitchell Reed will be arriving at Kennedy International Airport on Monday afternoon at 1:35 p.m., Pan Am flight number 101. Once you all get out there and greet your leader. Now, the reason he was delayed, he was supposed to come in on Sunday, but he's spending the weekend. He's been invited to spend the weekend with Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney in England, and he'll be a little late. So he'll be in on Monday afternoon at 1:35, Pan Am flight number 101 at Kennedy Airport.
I did. At last, a one-calorie drink that doesn't taste like one.
The Coca-Cola Company put the rumors flavor in tab.
Patty the Emblem Scooter, mixed up, shook up, girl. 22 and good guy land this week.
I'm a mixed up, shook up,
girl. Oh, I love it. Patty and the Emblems on WMCA, mixed up, shook up, girl, at the BMR Show.
You're a winner!
William Mallon Jr. of Brooklyn, a winner there. The Token Sound, he's in town on BT Puppy Records, plus his harmonica, courtesy of the Hohner Harmonica people.
Win with the winners!
WMCA! Yeah, you swim in the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool at Palisades Amusement Park, Scooters. $2,000 in merchandise given away free every day. Tuesdays and Thursdays are bargain days at Palisades, too. Many rides, 5 and 10 cents. And many new attractions like the world's highest Swiss sky ride and the fabulous Showboat Funhouse. Free shows, free dancing, free parking. Admission only 30 cents, but if you're wearing a WMCA Good Guy sweatshirt, son of a gun, you get in for nothing. And remember, Dan to Dan Daniel, everybody, broadcasting a show live at Palisades every Saturday from 4 to 7 with the Top 25 Countdown Survey.
Wow.
And this Sunday at 2 o'clock, you see Good Guy Jack Spector with Timmy Euro at Palisades Amusement Park. 18 minutes after 10, the Big Bad Bear for BMR on a Friday night.
Located in better homes all over Good Guy Land.
All right, you made it number 3 in your voting tonight on the B. Mitchell Reed Show. 445 votes.
If I fell in love with you,
the Beatles,
would you promise to be true?
The Beatles, If I Fell. You made it number 3 in your voting tonight, the BMR Show on WMCA Radio with 445 votes.
Everybody's twisting. Some of the hits, some of
WMCA Radio 57.
Mom! Another baseball final in Scooters in the American League. The White Sox beat the Senators tonight 6-0.
Starve the life out of pimples with Stridex medicated pants.
This is WMCA.
The Searchers, and someday, baby, we're gonna love again.
Someday we're gonna love again.
And the Searchers, good guys, sure shot. Someday we're gonna love again. Highly charged, high tension, dramatic action reads the Daily News about the new American film One Potato, Two Potato. A bold and compelling film, not to be missed, says Q Magazine. Deserves its accolades, cheers the New York Times. And the journal American Scooter says deeply moving, a controversial film. See One Potato, Two Potato now at the new Embassy, Murray Hill, and other theaters throughout the metropolitan area. We'll take the fourth call from Queens now. You name this record, you'll win it courtesy Capitol Records, plus your own harmonica, the kind the Beatles play from Hohner Harmonicas. Remember, only one winner for the record and the harmonica. The fourth call from Queens only. Name it, claim it, Plaza 29945. Queens calls only, PL29945. And you made it number two in your voting. 615 votes tonight. And I love her, Paul McCartney, the Beatles. You made it number two and you're voting on WMCA. 615 votes tonight in the BMR show.
You're a winner!
Yeah, and you get a copy of it. Stephen Colhane and Sunnyside Queens, the name and claim it, courtesy of Capitol Records.
We with the winner!
WMCA, yeah.
You made it number one tonight. 190 votes, the Dave Clark Five. Because I love her.
It's right that I should care about you.
David Clark Five, because you made it number one tonight, 890 votes to the BMR show. That's it for me, the Big Bad Bear. We'll be swinging with you on Sunday morning. Another good guy show coming up right after, well, about 1:20 this morning on the Night Watch with Don Davis at Fabulous 57. We'll give my best to the family. Huh, Scoot? We'll have to have lunch sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
WMCA,
yeah, yeah.
Hello,
Phil
Bear. Wow.
Bert. Bert Peel.
Right here, Harry, with my magnificent miners.
70 degrees, 1030, WMCA, the voice of New York.
Right now, the latest news. Firemen are battling two alarm fires tonight, one at 89th.
Well, there you have it. A memory of July 31st, 1964, and WMCA Radio with weekender Ed Baer filling in for B. Mitchell Reed. The jingles were produced by the Johnny Man Singers, and WMCA was just as good as WABC. It had that unique New York sound. And yes, we'll never forget the days of WMCA and those fabulous good guys. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Another great radio check.
Oh, wow.
That's they great. Don't do yeah. community radio. Radio developed for a specific community anymore like that. I mean,
no. Now, the number four song that was voted on was He's in Town by the Tokens, and the Tokens were a New York group. And that's a great oldie, by the way. But that was cool that that was number four. The other thing that I noticed was those New York disc jockeys, and yeah, you should comment on this, Jeff. Those New York disc jockeys must have been driving the Beatles crazy. You had Murray the K saying he was the fifth Beatle. You had B. Mitchell Reed going over there. Did WABC get in on the act or not?
Oh yeah,
they did,
yeah.
But they didn't have the same kind of allure with the Beatles as WMCA and WINS with Murray the K. However, B. Mitchell Reed did certainly make his mark at WMCA, but he didn't stay long because by the time 1965 rolled around, he was out of New York and back to where he was working before he came to WMCA at KFWB in Los Angeles, California. And he passed away in the early 1980s. He hosted a show called Rockline. He got out of Top 40 radio and became interested in doing progressive rock, and he was an album rock announcer for KMET for many, many years. So, definitely an interesting radio station. Ed Baer, I used to talk to Ed Baer when he was working at WHN doing country music on the All Night Show. Very nice guy. And he was from Connecticut. and stayed in Connecticut. Dave, even though we worked in New York, he lived in Westport, Connecticut, and he just died a few weeks ago. He was 82 years old. A great radio announcer. Yeah. And showed what you don't see today is good weekend radio announcers who were just as good as the regular weekday radio announcers.
Oh, and the other thing to point out, too, was that what was going to come on next, and he didn't plug it at all, would have been Barry Gray, because that was the talk show that they ran at night.
This was a Friday, I believe, and since it was a Friday, they did a News of the Week in review from 10:30 till 11.
Okay.
So, but Barry Gray, as a matter of fact, Chris, I don't know how to do this on All Things Radio, but I have a complete Barry Gray interview that he did with Malcolm X, so you'll have to hear that sometime.
Oh, wow.
That would be good interesting stuff. To
hear. Well, I guess we're about ready to wrap it up because Tim.
You know, I thought there could not be a worse radio station than WABC in New York, but I just heard one.
Well, I know you did, Tim, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I would love to find out why you didn't like that radio station.
I mean, it was horrible. I mean, I've heard 500 watt daytimers sound better than that.
Well, no. What you have to remember is Jeff gets these from recordings. The recording was slow. So, number one, and that's not Jeff's fault, that's just the recording.
The format of the radio station, WABC, yap, and then WMCA with the most awful jingles in the world, yap. I mean, it was just awful. It was.
Well, I thought WMCA was better than WABC.
Bill Drake couldn't save New York radio. Because he came on with WRFM, and WRFM did the best they could, but they were certainly no KHJ or CKLW. I mean, it's weird.
Well, they were on FM, and people didn't really have FM hadn't really taken over yet when they did that.
For some reason, all the talent
Bill's trying to get in and.
Okay. He is trying to end the show.
Go ahead, Bill.
New York radio was awful.
Yeah. Tim, tell us really what you really think.
Everybody's got an opinion, and you have yours. And even though I may disagree with it, I do respect your opinion, Tim.
No. Go ahead, Bill.
Can I say something?
Who's there?
Very Mark. Entertaining.
Mark.
Yeah, go ahead,
Mark. I
thought
that guy sounded quite a bit like Ron Britton. He had the same kind of voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they sound a lot alike. Yeah. Sound a lot alike.
Okay. All
anyway. Listeners, sorry for any technical issues tonight with the stream and my audio. I'm flying Michael off down in the morning. He doesn't know it yet, but we'll get this problem fixed by next week. And you can also check us out on the podcast easier than ever now. Let's see it. Worldwide Space Legend.
Space Legend.
You just type that in there and you can download the podcast on all your favorite podcast catchers, and you can hear all our podcasts. So thank you very much. I'm a little nervous, but we're going to wrap
it up. I did want to give you one little piece of news, and that is that the long holdout of streaming, and that is WVLG here in the Villages in Florida, is now streaming for the first time. And they started on December the 31st, and you can get to them by putting in the website, The Villages, WVLG.com. No dots or slashes or anything, just WVLG.com. And their stream will come right up, and you'll be able to listen to, in my opinion, one of the best oldie stations in the country.
Thank you very much, Tim. We appreciate that. See you guys next week.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net. Visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live.